devil's advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, rolling through the happier happy hour. And we always appreciate when you participate at 844-967-2789. Dom, I'm going to welcome a few of our affiliates, KGOE Eureka, California, KTNF 950 AM up in Minneapolis. We got people listening a little bit later on WCPT 820 AM in Chicago. And of course, the mothership right here in Madison, Devil Radio 92.7, 1580 AM in Columbus, The Shaw 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM in Wausau, and locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids 97.5 and 1320 AM. And the sister station there, WIRI, Dom. But I pointed out the Nakusa country station that yours truly will be broadcasting high school football. We kick off the high school football season this Friday night. And we've never done that before. I'm very excited. I'm remembering.
Are you actually doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Go do some play-by-play, Curdy.
You know
back
it.
To your roots, man.
Coach called his own number.
Put some pads on, man. If someone gets hurt, you go take that ball.
So I will be doing play-by-play for the Nakusa Black River Falls football game on Friday night, the official kickoff of the season. In Waukesha, we got Don Brown doing the Waukesha South game. And up in Wausau, man, those guys, they hump up there. We got like three different games we're playing out across the network. So very, very excited about the high school football. Wisconsin Rapids, we got the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They're in the playoffs right now, so we're awaiting the end of that season. We're very excited about that as well, Dom, and the kickoff of the Badger season, all kinds of fun stuff. So anyways, enjoy the fine sports entertainment. And if you've never heard Crudy do play-by-play on the radio, pretty much all of you. No, I did play-by-play in college, a little bit.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You're not play-by-play. You actually did play-by-play.
Yes.
Just the show. What was your Winkle show? What was the show called?
Sports Talk Live. What do you got for us? I still remember the caller that asked me about the bass fishing and crivets. And I was quite offended, you know. I took that little sports show quite seriously. And, you know, my co-host, a little better than you, Brad Runkle. Runkle fielded that one for me because I just sat there bitterly and didn't want to answer. Because what do I know about
enough to speed on the sport bass fishing up
in crivets. Crivets? Yes, yeah. Oh. Yes.
Well,
so,
you know,
Runkle,
you'll get there.
You know, we do have a hunting and fishing show. Joel Clayfish, I've confirmed. I think he's adding a co-host.
Yeah, is it Becky?
It is not.
Time on our hands now.
I will offer only this insight. There will be no post-primary reconciliation on the Republican side.
Yeah, since that primary has concluded, has Rebecca Clayfish and Michaels been on stage together?
No.
No.
And
you don't think that will happen?
No.
No. But
I think that primary got very personal when they involved the Clayfish kids, and when the Michaels campaign specifically circulated photos of the Clayfish daughter. I think they crossed some lines that will not allow for reconciliation of the party. I think some lines were crossed. I think there's some bad blood.
Well, I mean, when you put it like that, Curdy, it seems like the Wisconsin GOP is in disarray.
I know you've been saying that.
I'm going to keep saying it.
So I have no particular insights. I did request an interview with Rebecca Clayfish. I said I'd be respectful. I'd pick a day when maybe Dom was gone or something. Yeah. But so far it's been declined. I'm not saying say never, but I don't think at this point, and I don't want to betray any friendships, but at this point, let's just say my understanding, there's some bad blood going on.
844-967-2789. We do have some updates on what's going on nationally. The Homeland Security Watchdog, Washington Post piece. Want to get to that, but let's get some callers in while we have some time here right now. Once again, 844-96-PARTY. Mark from the SAC, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, interesting to stay on topic because you brought the Homeland Security Watchdog, the Inspector General there. Apparently, his ass should get canned because he, you know, it was not forthcoming and withheld information for like over a year. I think I just saw reading this afternoon.
Come on, man, you're scooping me. I'm coming to that next.
Never scoop the host, Marker. You'll get cut off. It's a new rule.
New rules as we go. It's like building a plane while it's taking off.
And I do, because I wanted to remain topical, because CJ seems incapable of doing that even when given fair warning. So I thought I was staying on topic there. And I'm just pitching the ball to you so you can hit it out of the park, because you've got more information.
I mean, topical as in like whatever we discussed during the show in the last 2 hours or so.
We try to restrain ourselves to today's headlines or recent headlines. You know, Fridays, though, catch us on Fridays, CJ.
Fridays are free game, and CJ can bring up whatever the hell he's been stewing on all week. That's why they're called airing the grievances, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate that, and you guys are doing a good job, and it's interesting that it seems I could probably, that I probably should be better read, but I could probably, chew CJ up and spit out the pieces without working up much of a sweat.
Yes, Mark, you should totally be much more red than you are.
Recently,
someday you'll catch up.
Recently, I was listening to the Fine Morning Product on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM. And they talked about the average American self-report. Like, how many books have you even cracked and read one page of in the last year? And the average American, it's like zero. They didn't even bother. I mean, they didn't even crack a book. They don't even lie about, I cracked a couple books, But short vacations, whoever gets to read beyond that, table of contents. Or, the average American hasn't even read a book in the last year.
Those kinds of stats. I mean, does that include your online reading? Does that include books that you can get with your tablet? Those kinds of things, or does it have to be a physical hard paper copy that you can bend the pages book? Because we do lots of reading, and I don't do as nearly as much as like historical or reading that. I mean, my entertainment is not to go read. I mean, I do that for
so you are the average American, is what you're saying.
No, I mean, I'll crack a couple of books a year. And they're still sitting usually by my bedside, and if I get to them, I get to them. But usually, by that time of night, man, I wormhole or watching some live music, just trying to calm the mind before I fall asleep, because it's constant input, man. I mean, doing what we do and reading all the stuff, and pulling reports, pulling a CBO report, and getting a topic and drilling down on this and that. I mean, you can wormhole on any sort of current events thing to the nth degree, right? You have never enough time in the day to read all the information that is out there. And not everything is fit to print. Now, just because you read a book, just because I'm on the cover of some trashy romance novel, doesn't mean that it's worth anything.
Hey, slow down, Fabio. there was a while, especially I got this booker. She calls me from the coast and says, I got this author for you, Crudy. And then I feel obligated to read some portion. So I'm counting every one of those. So I've read several books in the last year.
Well, at least cracked them. I mean, you got to prepare yourself for an interview.
Well, you never bother. 844-967-2789.
Table of contents, last chapter, baby. I can get there. Give me the cliff notes.
I'm not reading the Mueller report until it's unredacted, Jim. I'll make that confession.
I've read most of it.
Robert Pilot, how you doing, man? Or are you just parked for your fine show coming soon?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, you guys, I can't wait to hear Crute and you do the football play-by-play and the color. I just had to call. I am so, so excited.
I know you're a big baseball guy. We should be talking Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, Robert. If you're unfamiliar with Robert's fine work, he's a broadcaster in his own right. I'm Awake Native Roots Radio follows this fine production all across the Civic Media Network. But Robert, I always wanted to be the voice of the Wisconsin Badgers. And if you can't be that, I will be the voice, at least this week, of the Nakusa Papermakers.
Hey, you know when cable access first came out, like in the 80s, I was doing high school football play-by-play, parades, anything to get this pretty
wedding,
face out there on
bar mitzvahs. Yeah. Oh, we know. We know.
Yeah, we know, man.
Man, I did. I was a sports guy in college. I love covering sports, and I even got a couple of big interviews, guys like Reggie White and Brett Favre when, you know, he was putting up Hall of Fame numbers for the Packers. But there's only so many ways you can ask the question, how's it feel to win? How's it feel to lose? Did you give 110 or 115% today? You know, there's only so many questions to ask in the forum of sports. And, you know, for me, Robert, politics is my blood sport.
Exactly. Hey, I just want to let you know I'm having Amber Torres, chairman of Walker River Paiute Tribe, on today, and we're going to talk politics down there in Nevada way and all over Turtle Island. And also, I have to remind everyone that Herschel Walker did play for the Minnesota Vikings in his first game on Monday Night Football. His shoe went flying off. And Herschel always talked in the third person. It really bothered a lot of our sports writers here in Minnesota. Oh,
Crudy hates when people do that.
We all,
you know, Trump did that a lot.
Yeah,
they hate Trump. Yep. They hate Trump. They're so unfair.
Well, you guys keep up doing a great job, and I can't wait to hear you do the color and the play-by-play.
I will be a full service, comprehensive broadcaster for you. I may even give you the score like once a half. 844-967-2789. What do you got?
While we're on the sports slash politics conversation, I would throw this one out there because I thought this was a great headline. On ESPN, as reported by the Associated Press, the NBA will be off on Election Day. The league's schedule for the coming season will have all 30 teams playing on November 7th, the night before the midterm elections. The NBA is hoping teams use the night as an opportunity to encourage fans to get out and vote, plus amplify the need for civic engagement. But on November 8th, which is Election Day, no NBA teams have games scheduled. Teams are being encouraged to share election information, such as registration deadlines, with their fans in the weeks leading up to November 8th. A quote from
How excited am I supposed to be that the league is bypassing Tuesday night games?
The scheduling decision came out of the NBA family's focus on promoting nonpartisan civic engagement, encouraging fans to make a plan to vote during midterm elections. All 435 U.S. House seats will be up for grabs on November 8th, along with more than 30 U.S. Senate seats and gubernatorial races. The move is a rarity for the league, which typically plays no games on Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve and tries to avoid scheduling games on the day of the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship game, often the first Monday of April. It also has a few days off built around the All-Star game, which takes place in February. I think this is great, man. I hope every sports outlet does this kind of thing. This is exactly what we need. We need to get more people engaged. So I think it's a fantastic move. It doesn't cost them anything. They're going to play the games, and they have an opportunity to get people dialed in to motivate them to go vote. This is a fantastic idea, and you should be extremely excited about it, and I hope lots and lots of people react positively to it. I hope they give all sorts of information. They use their Twitter feeds and their personal feeds. I mean, they have a lot of fans out there in the Twitterverse and all the different social media sites that all these players and the league itself can have a big influence on getting people motivated to go out and vote.
Now, Dominic, I've told you, on behalf of Kuchka, we have entered into a Marquette basketball contract to play out Marquette basketball. He's going to have to listen to the stream in Wisconsin Rapids, but he can hear the games on the Civic Media Network. But I've never been a huge fan of the NBA. And we will not carry the Bucks anywhere on the Civic Media Network.
6-6, baby.
Well, you know, that's a whole different sport. Come back with us. Last segment to be a part. 844-967-2789.
Look at the size of that thing. It is the height of six American football fields or five Canadian football fields, as if Canadian football really counts.